Hey, it's Brian. If you've been considering getting your master's, you should really consider the University of San Francisco's Sports Management Master's Program. They've been educating industry professionals for over 30 years. One of the things that really stood out to me about their program is that you'll gain over 1,000 hours of an internship experience. 1,000 hours. That is really important to get the real world experience out there. So you're coupling what you're learning in the classroom from their industry experienced faculty with real experiences out there working for major organizations in the area. And you'll join a network of 2,500 alumni who are leaders in the industry. For more information, go to the University of San Francisco Sports Management Master's Program website at usfca.edu/SM. One more time, usfca.edu/SM. And the Work in Sports broadcast is brought to you by the Work in Sports Academy. Look, I get it. The last thing you want to do is take more classes and read another textbook teaching you something you may never use in the real world. This is not that. I have created four different online courses that are not a dry textbook full of useless information. This is the actionable stuff that will help make getting hired in sports easier for you. We're going to help you get hired in sports. That's what you want, right? Everybody tells you how hard it is to work in sports, but you want to anyway. Well, if you're going to do it right. This is the course that will help you get there. Our courses are designed to teach you how to get hired, networking, interviewing, building your personal brand, gaining the right experience. And I'm much more fun to learn from than some BS textbook that puts you to sleep. I am interesting. I'm just going to keep telling myself that in the mirror. I am interesting. Come check it out. workinsports.com/academy. One more time. workinsports.com/academy. All right. Let's start the countdown.
5, 4... 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, VP of Content and Engaged Learning at workinsports.com, and this is the Work in Sports podcast. A few weeks back, or maybe a few months, I don't know, time is a relative thing. A few weeks back, I brought up the concept of searching for jobs based on the company you want to work for, a company first search pattern. I'll recap quickly to give you context. Rather than looking for jobs, there's this concept of looking for the companies you want to work for and figure out a path from within those companies. So let's give this perspective again. Most people say, I want to work in sports marketing, right? They have their niche. They have their thing that they're studying in college. This is the emphasis that I've chosen. I want to work in sports marketing. And then they look for jobs in marketing. And they're willing to go anywhere. They relocate any team, any league, any place, any agency. I think that's a great plan. Nothing wrong with it. That's how I did it. And that's how millions of others have done it too. Okay. But I propose sometimes that there is an alternative approach. That it could work out better in the long run to start with the company that fits you and then work your way back into the role. So, for example, if you say to yourself, Nike is my spirit animal, I love everything about them. Still learn your passion in school. So still focus on marketing or whatever it is you want to do in the long term. But start studying Nike specifically. Learn where their entry-level positions are. Learn what qualifications they need and want. Learn about their internships program. Focus deep on their culture. Understand what their business is really about and what it will take to get hired there. Your first gig, if you're focusing solely on the company you want to be at, may not be in marketing. It may not be your dream role, but that's okay because you are where you want to be and you now can work your way into the role you ultimately desire. And it's taking place at the company you've already identified as where you want to be for the long run. Now, that's a very skin deep version of the company first approach. There's a more detailed version out there in a previous podcast. I don't remember what number it is right now, but I'm sure a little bit of research, a little bit of effort on your part could find it. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes. I think that would be a good idea. But I bring all this up because it was the spark for today's question, and you all listening needed some context. I can't assume you all listened to that previous episode. So that's a little bit of background. The question comes from Monique in Ohio. Hello, Monique. Hi, Brian. I loved your prior podcast on having a company-focused approach to your job search. I love all of your podcasts, but that one really resonated with me. Side note, you guys are getting really good at this flattery part where you say nice things about me and then I read your questions on the air. Yes, I am predictable. I'm okay with that. Back to Monique's question. By the way, Monique and Monica are names that I get mixed up all the time. Like somebody's name is Monique and then I'll talk to them and I'll call them Monica. Or in the conversation, if their name is Monica, sometimes I'll call them Monique. Those are two very confusing names for me. I don't know why that is. I'm sure you all have some names like Melissa and Michelle or something that you mess up all the time too. I think that's interesting. Maybe that's just me. Okay, back to Monique's question. Anyway, just a follow-up. What things do you look for in a company? How do you decide that they're the company you want to work for? Now, here's why I love this question. Because it applies to the new version of me. We're all on this journey. We're all changing and adjusting and learning and altering our approaches. I am very different today than I was when I was 20. But that's why I share so much of this with you guys, so that maybe you'll get there faster than I did, right? When I was in your shoes, all you wonderful folks out there, I was just happy to get any job anywhere. I didn't pick CNN Sports Illustrated. I was thrilled to get a callback, interview, and job. It was one of 100 jobs I applied to, and they were the ones that showed the most interest, and that happened, right? I didn't pick them. They kind of picked me. Nothing wrong with that. It's just the way it worked out. Even in my next role at Fox Sports Northwest, I didn't really set out to work there. I got a call from a recruiter regarding the best damn sports show, period, and ended up in Seattle. Long story, some other day, we can talk about that. But I chose my next venture after that. I chose to work at workinsports.com for many reasons. Matter of fact, I went to them and pitched myself to them, saying, here are the reasons. I went with a case saying, here are the reasons you need me and how I can help move your business forward. They may regret that choice now, but that's how it all worked out. But I look at that process of identifying where and why I wanted to be somewhere and think if I ever got back out into the, you know, job market, I would take that approach. I'd identify where I want to work and then get my way into those companies some way or somehow. But Monique's question. I'm so sorry, Monique. I do respect your question and your name. I just, for some reason, that Monique and Monica, I always mess up. Okay, Monica. No, Monique. Oh, geez. Monique, how would I evaluate a company? Okay, so simple. I thought about this morning. I wanted to come up with like 9 things, somewhere between 7 to 10 things that I use to evaluate a company. These are my 9. Okay, these are my 9 things. And with a little bit of explanation too. Number 1, do the company's values align with mine? Okay, so I, as a person, outside of my work person, I am very passionate about sustainability and how we can all work in concert with nature and our environment. I'm also a big believer in human rights, diversity, inclusion. I want a company that's dedicated to social causes, not just because it looks good, but because they mean it, right? That's me. Those are the things that are important to me. Ask yourself what really matters to you, not just work-wise, but at your core. What matters, and does this company align with it? Trust me, you spend a lot of time at work. Make sure the company you work for aligns with your core values, or else you are in for a miserable time. I would go so far as to say, look into the CEO of the company and figure out, where do they make their donations? Do they make any donations? What kind of causes do they give money to? You're sometimes surprised to figure out that they might be a huge supporter of something you don't feel very good about. Or they might be a huge supporter of something that makes you feel like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. You know, like you want to know that stuff. Do the company's values align with yours? Number 2, does the company culture fit your personality? Values and personality are two very different things. We're talking now about like work environment. Make sure the company fits your personality too. If you want a more relaxed environment or a more conservative one, those are important things to know and identify within whatever place you decide to work. You know, my wife has said to me before, if she could just get locked in a room and analyze data all day, she'd be happy. But if somebody told that to me, I'd want to die. Like, that sounds awful, right? So I need to have a little bit more of a social environment. I need to be relaxed and out and moving and talking to people, and I can't stand still and I'm just, you know, whatever. Make sure the company culture fits your personality, or else that match will not work. Number three, are the team members people you'd like to work with? Okay, do some cyber stalking here. And I mean that, I shouldn't use that word stalking, sorry. But do some analysis, that's probably better. As you evaluate a company, look at the people who work there too. Do a little digging. You know, check people out on LinkedIn, follow them on Twitter, watch their public-facing behavior. See if the upper management has written any articles out there. Like, what are these the kind of people that you would want to work with? You want to be around with these people? Has a CEO been quoted in, you know, Forbes or some other magazine? Well, what are they saying? Like, does this seem like somebody you'd want to hang out with and be around all the time? That's really important to know. Number four, will you be offered opportunities to learn? Having the chance to learn new things is really important, especially in the early stages of your career. Figuring out how, you know, look at other entry-level employees or look at other employees that are doing something that's interesting to you. How are they speaking about the company? You know, what was their experience like? If you find somebody who worked there for a little bit and then moved on to another company, connect with them on LinkedIn. See what they want to say to you. See what they can tell you about the company as a whole. Are there opportunities to grow? Are there opportunities to learn? You know, these are all so important as you choose where you want to work. In addition, number five, is there room for growth in the company? You'll find some companies that are very flat, meaning there are, you know, 20 directors and then a CEO, right? So there's not a lot of depth between the ranks. You'll find other companies that are like, here's a manager, then there's a senior manager, then there's a director, then there's a VP, then there's a senior VP, then there's a CEO. All those roles are opportunities for incremental growth for you. You don't want to be at a company where it's very flat across, I don't think, because there's no room for you to keep moving up and improving and increasing your opportunities. So are there clear career paths? Are there steps to go? Are there roles to advance into? You want to know that. Number six, will your managers make you feel appreciated, right? Feeling appreciated, as I've learned, is a pretty important part of life. You know, understanding your manager's style or the people that would be your managers. And this is all research you kind of do a little bit beforehand, but maybe figuring out like who's the internship coordinator, you know, before you decide on this company culture, do a little research into them. Who is the, where are the most likely jobs to entry level? Are they all sales roles? Okay. Well, who's the senior manager of sales? You know, like you do that little bit of research to figure out the manager's approach, style. Are they, I mean, do they have much of a social media presence? That's probably your best way to figure out a lot of this stuff, but also connecting with others who may be connected to this person and getting some research. You know, you want to understand why somebody becomes a manager at this company, because that goes to how the overall company makes decisions as well. Like I've said that before, I've worked at some companies and somebody got promoted to a role and I'm like, okay, if they look at that person and think they are the type of person they want to promote, well, I don't agree. So either they're not seeing what I'm seeing, or they really like what that person's doing. Either way, it's not good. It doesn't bode well for their decision-making process. So you start to learn those things too. Number seven, does the company offer security and stability? Now, I'm definitely at a point in my career that I'm not going to go, you know, I don't want to sign on with a company that I think might be bankrupt in a year. You know what I mean? When you're early in your career, you can maybe take more risk, but maybe you're not a risk person. Maybe you are risk averse. Maybe you want to be somewhere that's bigger, that is stead the test of time, that has security with it, that you know you can have an environment that's going to have steady success. You know, like those are very important to some people. And everybody has a different opinion on that, whether they want something that's a little bit more like shoot for the stars or they want something that's a little bit more like steady and as she goes. But for me, I'd be asking, does this company offer security and stability? That's important. I got three kids, man. I can't worry about that stuff. Okay. Number eight. Yes. Eight. Okay. There was a question in there. I'm Ron Burgundy. Does the company set you up for success? This includes everything from benefits to in-depth training to goal setting, feedback. You know, do they offer, you know, job training, MBA reimbursement, professional development, counseling? How are the health benefits? You know, are they going to set me up for the whole person? Are they, is my whole being going to be set up to be successful? That's important. And there are companies out there that do a really good job of understanding there's a lot more to care about than just this person coming in here for 40 hours a week. We want to make them the best they can be. And I think that's really important, is that to work for a company and to evaluate a company for how they view their employees, how they treat their employees, and how they set them up for success. And finally, number nine, and there are probably more, these are the nine I came up with this morning. I think that here's the thing about creating lists. I don't want you to think this was just something I pulled out from this morning to put on a podcast. No, these are the things that are always in my mind. I just never put them on paper before. So sometimes you know these things, you know this path, you know that this is the way you process information, but you have to write it out into numbers. You gotta give it a list. That's how everything works nowadays. You need a list. Number nine, will you be challenged in a positive way? You don't want to be in an environment where you become a clock watcher, where you're just punching in and punching out. You don't know. You just wanted the day to be over. You're not challenged. You're not pushed. You're not learning. You're not advancing. You spend a lot of time at work. It better be worth it for your long run, for your long-term plan, or else that's not the kind of company you want to be at. So again, all these things are research you should do in advance. These are all things you start to do to evaluate the company culture and determine if it's a company you want to work at. You might say to yourself, oh my gosh, I have always wanted to work at Adidas. It is like a dream come true. But you're evaluating it based on you've always liked their gear and the players that represent their brand. Well, you might find that once you start doing this research that they don't fit you at all, right? So you want to do this work beforehand so you know what the company is about. You know what the structure is about. You know what the career path is like. And you might find out like, okay, I want to actually check that company off my list. And maybe I want to start to investigate something completely different. So all research does, and don't think research locks you into a decision. If anything, it frees you up from it. And I look at it like sometimes I go through the process of researching and find out I don't want to work at a place. And that is just as positive an experience as figuring out I do want to work somewhere. So this is how I evaluate the corporate culture. You know, this is how I evaluate work in sports when I decided to sign on there 5 years, 6 years ago, whatever it was. But I did not do this in my prior jobs. And you know what? I left those after 6-7 years each. So this is just a way to look at a company and say, does this fit who I am for the long term? And is this who I want to be for the long term? And maybe that's not you. Maybe you want to jump around for a while and just experience a bunch of different things. That's awesome. Nothing wrong with that. And maybe you don't want to do a company first search, and maybe you want to just do a standard way of looking at it. That's fine too. But you're going to come to a point where you're going to have to make a decision on a job, no matter how you go about it. And these are still the kind of questions you want to be asking yourself. You still want to ask yourself, does this fit my personality? You still want to ask, do these values align with mine? So even if you just went looking for every job out there in marketing and you found some agency in outside of Chicago or whatever it may be, and you started to interview and you got offered a job, well, you need to do this research. You need to still figure out a little bit deeper if this is a place you want to be, or else you're going to end up unhappy there. So no matter where you are or what stage you're in, this is a valuable process to start finding out the companies you'd want to work for and that you would accept working for. And it could lead to good things in your career where you'll be happy and set up for success. So that covers it for today. We have a really cool podcast interview on Wednesday. We're jumping into a realm that I have not gone into before. We're talking with Dr. Leah Thoman, who is the senior manager of sports medicine for the U.S. Soccer Federation. Super cool. She's a physical therapist by trade, but she helps set up their high performance success unit, which helps from everything from sports science to sports medicine to sports nutrition, and worked a lot with the U.S. women's national team prior to the World Cup. And she also works with all levels of teams in different age groups. Really, really interesting conversation, because I have not delved into the conversation of sports medicine prior to this. So really cool to talk to Dr. Thoman on, and you'll hear that one on Wednesday. I'm going to turn that one around. I'm going to edit that up tomorrow, make it all pretty, and we'll get that thing out there on Wednesday. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Always great to have you here. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, tell your friends about it, tell your professors, tell anybody who might be interested in a sports career to listen into all of our content, because I'm working my butt off here, people. I want you to like it, enjoy it, and share it, and say nice things about us. All right. Thanks, everybody. Time to get back to work. See you.